I'm James Gillen, your host, and we've got another great show. We've got Tom Kepacha Lesher, who's had more than 30 years of experience as an astrologer and spiritual practitioner. His approach to healing spirit, mind, and body through emotional release and Kundalini yoga utilizes astrology as a healing art. In addition to personal readings, he brings astrology to everyone through international lectures, experiential workshops, writing, and teaching. He's the author of The Pele Report, a well-known weekly astrological YouTube forecast, and numerous magazine and online articles using yoga, meditation, nature for self-renewal, and natural laws as guide. His work brings balance, love, joy to others and on the planet. So, and we've got some major announcements to debate about the Kepacha Healing Festival too. But without any further ado, I want to bring Tom on the show. Tom, are you with us?
I am with you. Thanks for having me, James.
Yeah, do you want me to call you Kepacha from now on, or?
Sure, whatever. Kepacha is fine.
Okay, I've known you for Tom for so long, so I wasn't sure if I was supposed to use the other word, but anyway, there's so much to start with. We probably want to get this healing festival out of the way first to just talk a little bit about the healing festival that you have currently underway.
You bet. It's basically, I got this vision down in Brazil at the last eclipse last November of many people gathered together, in circle, doing ceremony, chanting, yoga, singing, kirtan, big top tents, and just a community of sacred healers coming together and moving from place to place, like the old style gypsy caravans. And so I've been working towards manifesting this, and we've got four different locations starting in July. July 26th is the first one in Northern California outside of Garberville. And then we're going to be going up to Ashland the following week, up to Bellingham, Washington after that, and then down to near Mount Adams finally after that to see you.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and it's basically healing artists, singers, soul readers, contactees, massage therapists, yogis, astrologers, people from all over the world. I got people coming from Australia and Europe, Costa Rica, Canada. We're all kind of converging here and going to do these four festivals, four weekends in a row. And really what I'd like to see them as is creating like a vortex, like a tornado, like a it's just like a, like we want to just make a suction cup here on planet Earth for some, multidimensional intelligence to manifest and, come alive within our reality.
You know, they're sure here now. Boy, I tell you, last night we saw some ships power up and just hover right over the ranch, and they were just blinding almost. They were so bright. And they're coming down and they're here, and we've seen mother ships and other little, ships flying all around them, and as many as 30 ships. No, actually we saw 50 ships in 30 minutes. We counted them.
Oh my God.
They're here. I mean, they're here big time right now, and the real disclosure is coming from the skies, and I'm sure they're going to be very attracted to your events because of the high vibration and the energies that are generating there.
Yeah, I'm really excited to just be, hitting the right tones in the right succession with the, with the number of people focused with the same intention. It's just going to be, fantastic.
Now, what's the best way to contact you to find out more about these festivals and we'll give that again at the end of the show.
Yeah, all that information. We've got a website where you can read about all the people, their bios, and the program and the locations. It's Kepacha Healing Fest, which is Kepacha Healing fest.com.
Great. And, boy, you know, I'm sure looking forward to that. I might sneak up to the Ashland one, too. just see. I've always been drawn to Ashland, and my daughter actually went to school there, and she has a lot of friends, so you never know.
Okay. That one's the hot springs, too, so we're going to have springs
and that sounds awesome. I could sure go for hot springs and a massage more than anything right now.
Yeah, baby.
But, you know, there's so much going on. I know your Paley Report covers a lot of this, but I would love to get your take. I know there's some major planetary alignments right now as we speak, and the full moon, we're getting slammed with gamma ray bursts. A solar flare is actually whacking us as we speak. You know, I'd love to get your take on that and kind of some of the effects of what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's, you know, we basically just had this exact square between Uranus and Pluto. That this square between Uranus and Pluto was exact last June, again in September, now this month, again in November, then in 4 of 14, 12 of 14, and finally the last one is seven times these planets do this little dance back and forth, ending in March of 2015. This is like a 2.5 year, shift, evolution, change, transformation occurring, and the symbolism of Uranus and Pluto in the signs of Aries and Capricorn just really has. I could talk about that square for a couple hours, but
yeah.
It's basically it has to do with this shift from, I would say, Pluto moving through Capricorn, which is there for 16 years, and it's there until 2024, 25, is all about the death, release, removal, the letting go of old paradigms, of old sources of material, financial security, of old authority figures, external authority. So this is, governments, economies, banks, churches, popes, scientists, whatever. There's this really this transformation from 2008 till 2024 of this kind of removal, the falling apart, the letting go of the old structures of power and authority to be transmuted, transformed, through some alchemy, of change into a new, new structures, new institutions, new governments. And Uranus moving through the sign of Aries, which, really began in March of 2011, it's going to stay there for 7 years. It's coming around. And Uranus is like Prometheus, the light bearer.
Uh-huh.
It is stealing fire from the gods. Yeah.
Yeah.
Illuminating humanity. It's this like opening of the third eye. And of course, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It's a new beginning. It has to do with our instinct, our impulses. It's this third eye awakening is about opening to the vision of non-polarity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, below the third eye, we're two of everything.
Mm-hmm.
We exist in this world of yes, no, good, bad, right, wrong, light, dark, third dimensional. You go above, the eyes into the third eye, and you get this single vision that is, multidimensional. It's not limited to this, dualistic reality. So this is, we are opening up collectively. There's this opportunity. It's like this window of opportunity coming around for this birthing of a new awareness, a new consciousness. Now, the thing about Uranus is it, in medical astrology, it rules the nervous system. And it, and when it comes into a square aspect with Pluto, of course, Pluto is basically the root chakra. It's undermining everyone's, you know, it's like the collective, what we've all been standing on, counting on, relying on for security, for, you know, a sense of stability and reality is shifting. And then Uranus is coming around like lightning bolts. You know, it rules lightning and electricity, and it's just like,
oh, yeah.
So our nervous systems, our DNA, we're just, it's symbolically just saying that, and this month in particular, just last week, it was exact, you know, where we are just absolutely, the old is falling away and the new's not quite here yet. So everyone is just kind of like in this place of what is going on.
Yeah, I am surrounded by that. And even in my own life, I'm surrounded by that and making huge changes and kind of releasing things that no longer function or work and you know, altering everything and redirecting everything and just getting really clear with where I want to go and, you know, and being loving and compassionate at the same time. But, you know, at the same time, really, you know, focusing and getting very clear on the world that I want to create and I want to participate in, and which seems like what these events are all about, you know, is basically creating heaven on earth and bringing in some very high frequencies and unity consciousness and all that other stuff. The one thing I wanted to ask you about, okay, with these, you know, these gamma ray bursts that we're getting, we're just getting one after another, which to me is seventh dimensional consciousness slamming the planet. You know, that in conjunction with this solar flare that's direct, that's hitting us right now as we speak, that seems like it would actually intensify, you know, the deepest, darkest old programs being shattered and torn out and all these changes that are happening and our deepest hidden stuff coming up.
Well, it absolutely is. I got to say, this, you know, this is really a time where people are being stretched wider, bigger, deeper, faster than ever before. It is a time of, you know, Uranus is instability. Everything becomes very unstable, and our minds are playing games with us. Our nervous systems are being, you know, shook. And all of this root memory, you know, drudgery, darkness, all the fears. It's like opening Pandora's box. You know, everything comes out, and then hope is the last is the last one. And so it is. It's this time of clearing, and it's like you have to see it, feel it, in order to clear it.
Uh-huh.
So we are, you know, our systems, our psyches, our emotions are getting really charged up. Now we've got Saturn in the north node of the moon going through Scorpio, which is another root chakra issues really coming up very powerfully in our relationships. This is a huge time of, you know, attempting, I would say, to withdraw our projections and own our creations.
Uh-huh.
And this is what is really, you know, really the challenge now, is not to be blaming and projecting and putting stuff out there on spouses, partners, governments, weather. Just,
yeah.
you know, and step into that place of being the creator.
Uh-huh.
And there's no school. Training. There's like no training for this. It's really up to each individual. It's like we are really being thrown in upon ourselves, you know, more so than ever before. And that's what this last eclipse was about. You know, You know,
it just seems all of the lessons and all of the mirrors and everything are just being amplified, and we just can no longer operate business as usual. We can't run the old programs. We can't continue to be out of integrity or dishonest or you know, all of these things just don't function anymore. And so you know, if there's any kind of fear or insecurity or manipulation going on, or unhealed wounds or traumas or whatever, all that stuff is just being pushed right up to the surface, you know, to take a good hard look at it. And the stuff that we could have kind of glossed over and not deal with it, and like you're saying, you know, project or blame or put it out somewhere else, it just, you can't do it anymore. It's just like in your face, and it's about ready to hit you over the head with a hammer, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's because at the same time, we've got this Neptune going into, well, it's in Pisces now along with Chiron. And, of course, that's the immune system. And, you know, it's like we are all being super sensitized now. So yeah. At the same time that the rugs are getting pulled up so that everything that we swept under the rug is now getting exposed, simultaneously, our crown chakras are opening up and we are becoming more sensitive. You know, our skins are becoming thinner. Our boundaries are beginning to, you know, weaken and lessen as we step into unity consciousness, and we start feeling, you know, other people's energy, other, you know, it's like we're all becoming, you know, hypersensitive at the same time that there's more stimulation. And it's just like, ah, oh my God.
Yeah. You know what I've noticed is, and this could be a whole show in itself, but, you know, unseen negative influences, this Archon network, whatever you want to call it, the veils are really coming down. And for me, I'm becoming ultra sensitive, and I'm actually seeing these beings clear as a bell. And luckily, I've had the training on how to deal with them and clear these out. But I've noticed lately that it's you know, I'm seeing other beings too, like inner earth beings, Andromedans, Palladians, all these beings are showing up, as well as the unseen negative influences are appearing and making their themselves known and doing all they can to disrupt and create problems and chaos, you know. So to me, it's just like this big soup that's being stirred up beyond belief right now, and everything is coming up to the surface, and somebody turned the heat on, you know, on max. And we're all in this soup, and you know, I'm wondering who's going to get out of it. I guess those with the best tools and those that can stay grounded and those who can keep focused and become the observer are probably the ones that are going to end up as this wonderful soup when it's all over.
Well, you know, that is exactly it, and that's part of what these healing festivals are about. It's just really, like you say, that, you know, to keep grounded and to keep your instrument finely tuned. It's our physical bodies that really is, you know, is our foundation at this time. And we have got to, you know, I encourage people to really, you know, I mean, I'm on, you know, I'm really watching the pH balance of the diet and, you know, the drugs, the alcohol, the exercise, it's just like these healing festivals are no drugs, no alcohol, no cell phones, no external stimulation. We're going inward and upward and in a very pure, natural state of being. It's time to really get simple, get basic, and really watch, you know, your physical signals. Our bodies are just like becoming such finely tuned instruments, they're easily knocked out. Mm-hmm. Our immune systems are, you know, like I said, they're breaking down, we're opening up, and the upside of that is beautiful. You know, we can get a sense of love, of unity, of connection, of a higher vibration that we, you know, that just brings us all together and is ecstasy and nirvana. Uh-huh. The downside of that, you know, is that it doesn't take that much, right? You know, it's like the opera singer breaking the glass.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a very fine crystal is a little more easily broken. So it's not taking as much stimulation, whether it's pharmaceutical or not pharmaceutical, or prescription or non-prescription. It doesn't really take much these days to pollute, numb out, dumb down, mess up the body. And as soon as you go off, and you numb out, or you escape, or you use your addictions, to not feel some of the intense feelings and processes that are rising up to the surface now. There's a big tendency to just want to, this is too intense, this is too heavy, give me a drink, turn on the television, plug in the iPod, get on the internet, but don't feel what is going on inwardly. And that is, that's a recipe to not really take full advantage of, or evolve, or open, as fully and completely as we can at this time.
Yeah, it seems like there's so much self-sabotaging going on. I've never seen so much of that in all my life, where there are people are just engaging redundantly the same crap over and over again, and it's getting bigger and darker, and you can't miss it anymore. It's just like this big sore thumb monster. And I'm just blown away that people just jump right into it again. And I just go, oh my God, it's like, how did you miss that? But I guess if you've been living with the monster for so long and you've been getting something out of the monster, there's something that you're getting out of that monster. You're just going to keep hanging with it until the monster finally just consumes you. But, whatever that monster is, whatever addiction that is, I'm just seeing people taking it to the max right now.
And certainly I'm sure you're well aware that, our institutions, particularly Western civilization, and all of the advertising and all of the drug companies and the doctors and Monsanto and the government and the churches, they are so promoting every form of, escapism.
Yeah.
It's like, here, take this, here, buy this, here, eat this, here, swallow that or smoke. I mean, it's just, it's so.
Read this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Read this, pray to this external authority. It's funny because I've been working on it. You kind of quoted it there, but I've been working on this for quite some time about the internal authority versus the external authority, and how there's so many distractions and everything is external, and the whole Archon network is designed to program people to seek everything externally, which is so disempowering because it totally disconnects you from soul and spirit. But I've been really trying to bat it over people's heads, even in this disclosure project going on. Why are we seeking an external authority to tell us it's okay to believe in UFOs when 90% of us know they're here, and they've always been here, according to the latest poll? So it's just unbelievable. But then they have these guys standing up there trying to steer all the information to them, saying, I'm the Messiah, look at me. I'm the guy that's going to break it loose. And again, that's another distraction, another external authority. And I'm always wondering, when are people going to go within and make their own personal God connection, whatever you want to call it, God, creator, spirit, and realize they're multidimensional beings and realize they are the ETs they're looking for, or have been waiting for.
Exactly. It's just coming into this place of the outside is the inside. Mm-hmm. And if you accept the alien aspects of yourself, if you, open to and receive and allow, the reality of all these latent energies within yourself, then the external is going to not be so threatening. Mm-hmm. And it's going to open up and materialize, for you in the outside world. So, Yeah, I think it's all so, it's all simultaneous synchronicity that, you know, that as we open inwardly, then the external is, you know, changed as a result of that. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm encouraging people to do their inner work. It's like, you know, if you do your inner work and you are, you know, letting the ghosts and the skeletons out of your closet and cleaning up your dharma and your, you know, anger and your past, you're doing a favor. You're, you know, you are assisting the whole collective consciousness to, you know, to mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think one of the main things that I see it all boils down to, and I've seen this again and again, you know, people will dismiss all this stuff with affirmations and this and that and scapegoats. But, you know, bottom line, it all boils down to choices and actions, you know, choosing, making choices and acting on those choices and the reactions to those choices. And you could take it one step further and just say it all begins in consciousness. And we're walking through our own manifestations, you know, and gaining the wisdom from the experiences. So it's so important right now to clean up our consciousness, you know, to take responsibility, be accountable for what we're creating, you know, and what's surrounding us in our lives. And if you're not getting it and you're doing the same thing over and over expecting a different result, you might want to seek a little outside help to give you a little objective opinion on what's reoccurring in your life.
Yeah. And I would say that one helpful aid that I use myself and encourage other people to understand is that this is a purging process. Mm-hmm. You know, just like a purgative.
Yeah.
You know, it's stuff is coming up now, and you're actually choosing, like you're saying, you know, you have the choice now. Do mm-hmm. I make this real? Do I blow it up? Do I make it big? Do I hold on? That's what we're talking about, letting it go. It's like, okay, am I going to make this real through and I'm creating my own reality with my attitude and my belief and, you know, my fears. And now is the opportune time to become conscious enough to say, you know what, this is only coming up to be released. This uh-huh. is only coming up for me to see so that I can let go of it. It's not real.
Yeah.
And exercise choice mm-hmm. with like every moment, like every emotion, like every relationship. It's like, okay, you know, now I can do this differently.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's the same thing is that, you know, we go back to that form of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And, you know, if we have patterns that are recreating the same experience over and over again, you know, there comes a time where you got to back up and say, wait a second, you know, rather than blame and project or whatever else, I'm going to own this creation, own this experience and see, and maybe try something else that does work. But obviously this didn't work, you know, and it hasn't worked. Sometimes it's hard to let go of old patterns, especially when they're based on wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences, and they become our friends because we've held on to them for so long, and we're just because of our own stubbornness, you might say, or fear or insecurity, we just can't let go of these patterns, you know, these old programs.
Yeah, and another part of that too, you know, the what I kind of coined this term from Mother Giambatti down in Brazil. It's surrender to life.
Mm-hmm.
Accepting that life brings you what you need and it is good. Mm-hmm. And staying, holding that belief that if a person is coming towards you, that, you know, like, accept it. If a person is walking away from you, then, you know, it's like just really move through life without holding on to goals, agendas, results. It's got to be this way. It's like you got to listen to life now and really do this dance where, okay, when life brings me a right foot, you know, my left foot goes back.
Yeah,
you know? And it's I mean, it's fun. If you come to this place of freedom, it's like so liberating. And that's the other thing. I think a lot of people have a negative association with letting go. Like letting go is a loss. And you are there, you're jumping right into the polarized consciousness of gain and loss. And that letting go is not necessarily a loss.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I noticed too that
your fear
yeah.
is not a loss, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And you know what I see too, that there's sometimes there's, you know, I love that old Buddhist saying, you know, he goes, we are what we think, all that we are rise in our thoughts, and with our thoughts we create the world. But the trick is you're not the only one thinking, you know, and creating. There's other co-creators out there, you know, doing their thing at the same time. But I think sometimes, you know, people are creating different realities and they have different energies to those realities or different. And what do you think about the time where it comes a time where you're saying, hey, you know, our realities just aren't jiving, you know? It's like I'm really focused towards just love and joy and bliss and service to others. And I really want to, you know, go forward in that direction. And let's say the other person might be just creating all kinds of drama and karma and everything else, you know.
Yeah.
It is a dance, but sometimes I think it's time to like just open the door and let it dance on out to somewhere else, you know.
I know. I really feel like it is a seed time, and it's like we are some seed people. And we are planting seeds in the sense of communities, of like-minded seeds.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it is. It's going to happen, I think, really organically by, you know, people just, you know, coming together with other people that are of the same ilk. That, I mean, so many people are looking for their tribe. It's like, where are my people? It's like I'm not fitting in. I'm not belonging. As people wake up, they're waking up to the reality that the consensus, you know, state of society is not understanding, not getting, not supporting who they are.
Yeah.
And it's just there's this need to like jump out of the nest and learn how to fly quickly, you know, or jump out of the box, get out of the envelope, and or go out of your mind. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, out of your mind is your intuition.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like to trust your intuition, to not be analyzing, categorizing, thinking, and trying to fit everything into, you know, this ego, third dimensional reality, but to step into, in some ways, chaos, in some ways, the unknown, I think in some ways it's a leap from the brain to the heart.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's just this shift, you know, from one magnetic field to the other, but, you know, it's different.
Yeah, I've seen that. We were talking on another show about that, how this place got built, and everything was just built on meditation, inner guidance, and trust, and everything was provided, you know, and it just kept manifesting over and over again. And, you know, and I just had to trust that process, and it was, I mean, all my needs, whatever I needed, even down to windows were given to me at the exact angles which I need, because I was building a house out of a bridge, you know, with all these weird angles, an old bridge. Mm-hmm. So I mean, windows were given me that fit the exact angle for that bridge, you know. So it's just amazing watching everything happen like that, and just by trusting the universe. And I came out of a world that was very controlled, you know, very materialistic, very, you know, kind of fearful and insecure world, you know, of materialism and social consciousness, you know, into this other world. And it's rough because, especially for people that have a foot in both camps, trying to play both worlds at the same time, they're being split in two right now.
Yeah. And that is, that's very much the truth, because there are a lot of people that are being challenged, you know, just on a financial, you know, money basis to survive. And it's really being pounded in, you know, through so much of the social media, through so much of everything that, you know, it's hard, it's tough. You can't make it outside of, you know, you better hold on to your, you know, insurance and your 401k and your, you know, this program and that program and everything, because you don't want to step outside the, you know, the system, or, you know, you're a goner, you know.
Exactly.
And it's just like, whoa, Nelly, you know, it's, but, and yet when you do, and that's the amazing thing. It's almost like you don't have to believe in magic. In some ways, it's not, there is no magic. In some ways, you know, I mean, what magic is basically laws that we're unconscious of that are working.
Exactly.
In our own best interest. And when you when you step outside of the known, supposedly, you know, systems, you step into the world of magic. You step into the world of healing. This is where healing happens, where love happens, where magic happens, where all the juicy stuff is. You know, is that world outside of the left brain, categorical, dualistic consciousness.
Oh yeah, I had a great yoga teacher, you know, that was, God, I don't know how many years ago. That was like 25 years ago or 30 years ago. But I love what she said. She told a story about this woman who had a mule, you know, and she was just like dragging this mule and dragging, and the mule was always fighting her and always fighting her. And, you know, she's trying to get it here and there to sell her wares and stuff. And so she was just so cursing at this mule. So finally one day the mule just drops dead, you know, and falls down and drops dead. And so she's going, she's crying and crying and upset about her mule. And then so she gathers up all her pots and walks over the next hole, and there's a horse, you know, waiting for her, you know. And so I just see that, you know, in all kinds of things. We're dragging and dragging this mule, trying to get it to you know, to come with us and be of service or whatever, you know. And we're doing everything we can, and then all of a sudden when we finally let go and give up, you know, or that reality has to die, you know, we're not ready to give it up yet until it dies. And then, but as soon as we fully let go of it, you know, there's this beautiful horse or this beautiful new relationship, beautiful new world, whatever, just waiting for you on the other side. And I'm seeing that happening in so many circumstances right now, on so many different ways, in our jobs and our relationships and everything. You know, it's letting go and simplifying. It's so important to just simplify. And sometimes all you got to do is let go of the old belief systems and, you know, the old programs and the old wounds and traumas that have created those programs. And then life will take on a whole new meaning, you know, and it won't be so hard, and it won't be such chaos and everything else in it.
And so many of those programs are that you need this, you need that, you need this, you need that, you know, particularly of a material nature. Yeah.
For acceptance and approval outside of yourself, which is another external program, you know.
It
goes back to everything external. You know, you need this to be accepted and approved by society, or, you know, you have to drink the right beer, drive the right car, you know, all that nonsense to get the blonde, you know, and the bikini, and it goes on and on and on. But that program or that network, that external program where you need, buy, consume, keep up with the Joneses. You know, your external outer appearance is first and foremost in your life, forgetting the internal, you know, and that's just that's a death sentence, basically.
Yeah. In astrology now, that's actually being triggered now, or you know, symbolized by the moon's nodes, which is called the north node and the south node, or the dragon's head and the dragon's tail, moving through Scorpio and Taurus.
Yeah.
The south node of the moon, which is associated with the past, the dragon's tail. Mm-hmm. The known, the familiar program that is safe and secure is Taurus, which is earth, possessions, money, yeah. Self-sufficiency, survival in a physical, you know, level and plane, and it's hoarding and saving and gathering and, you know, shutting down and closing up and, you know, just, you know, keeping all my stuff, becoming very much in a rut, but safe, secure, solid, and unchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
That's our past. That's the path of least resistance at this time.
Exactly. Yeah.
The polarity of that, the north node, the dragon's head, which is the unfamiliar, it's the future path, the future intention, and this is being strongly emphasized from September of 2012 until February of 2014, is this encouragement towards Scorpio. Scorpio is, you know, dealing with, confronting forces beyond our control, merging, learning, unifying. It's the law of osmosis, that I become what I relate to. It's coming out of this Taurus, coming out of myself, coming into relationship, into intimacy, being vulnerable, trusting things I cannot control, which initially is other people.
Yeah.
I mean, people are having real trust issues, not only with their governments and with their teachers and with their banks, but just with their most intimate partners.
Oh, you know, yeah, I can definitely relate to that one because, you know, a great master told me once, trust is earned. And I was dealing with, you know, a major betrayal of trust and some other things that went down. And, you know, I was looking at that and, you know, I was meditating and one of these inner earth beings, it was so wonderful. This beautiful female inner earth being appeared to me and she pointed right at me and she said, trust you, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, that was the whole problem is that I didn't trust my own inner guidance. I didn't trust the signals. I didn't trust the obvious, you know, I had my illusions of and projections, you know, that I was putting out and, you know, and actually seeing, you know, the highest potential in somebody and all of that stuff was going on. And all of a sudden I had to pull back and go, wait a second. I need to really look at this deeply within myself, you know, look at the past where this has happened in the past, you know, and heal that up. But at the same time, and looking at, you know, is there trust there? And if there isn't trust there, you know, do you even have a friendship, you know, let alone a mate or a lover or whatever else? Yeah. And I've been really looking at, you know, do you have honesty? Do you have integrity? Do you have impeccable integrity? You know, do you have, you know, the service to others program going, you know, you know, it's Riley, you know, just totally reevaluating everything in my life and what I want to surround my life with this, which is kind of what these Kepacha festivals are all about. Is like, hey, you know, let's create heaven on earth. Let's understand these universal principles, you know, that are necessary for a healthy environment and society. And let's apply those daily and then be vulnerable, you know, to help, be vulnerable to love, you know, allow yourself to go to the deepest core of your being, even if it means you're going to get, you know, slammed here and there, because, you know, that's where your deepest core issues are. So, yeah, it does seem like that's what this energy is doing too, with the Pluto and the Uranus and everything else. It's just bringing up those deepest core issues. And if we're vulnerable to, you know, we allow ourselves to go that deep and get in there, you know, we're going to come out the other side just beaming.
Yeah, it's true. We've got this Saturn moving through Scorpio now at the same time as this north node of the moon. And this is, you know, Saturn stays in a sign for about 2.5 years. It went in there in October of 12, and it's going to stay there until December of 14. So we're not even halfway through with this Saturn moving through there. And, you know, I look at Saturn as graduation.
Yeah.
You know, Kronos, Father Time, is maturity. Uh-huh. And it's just like, you know what? This is about growing up.
Yeah.
And it is about, guess, you know, folks, we are old enough now to take on, you know, our deepest stuff and not be projecting it, not be blaming, not be resenting, not be, yeah, you know, putting it out there anymore. And it's exactly. It's not easy. It's also our duty. It's our
Whoops, I think we lost you. Hello. I think we lost Tom, or I was lost. I'm not sure which one. Hopefully we're still on the air. It says that I'm on the air, but it looks like we lost Tom. Maybe we can get Tom back on here. And seeing the yeah, we are still on the air. But anyway, I'm just seeing over and over again. Yeah, there's the stuff is really coming down hard and fast right now. Our deepest, darkest issues are coming up. Whatever we haven't dealt with and whatever we've shoved under the rug, like Tom was saying, is coming out from under the rug for us to look at and heal. And we just can't keep going along business as usual. You know, we might have been able to get away with things in the past, but we just can't do it anymore. There's too much consciousness and energy, and the earth is expanding. She's growing, and she's popping off one thing after another. She's popping off all kinds of... Volcanoes are going off, earthquakes everywhere around the planet. You know, we're trying to get Tom back on here. I'm going to just keep going. But, you know, we're in times of great change. And, you know, it's going to get really interesting. It's almost like the core of the planet is releasing at the same time. You know, the deepest core, and along with the Uranus, which means major change. But anyway, you know, with this solar flare hitting the planet, the gamma ray bursts, you know, Pluto and Uranus squared, hang on to your hats, folks, because it's going to be a wild ride, and our deepest, darkest crap is coming up on every level. And it's going to coming up in our own lives. It's going to be coming up in all the institutions. And, you know, we're going to have some huge changes coming in, social, economic, and physical earth changes as well. So, you know, it's pretty undeniable. It's on the books, and I'm watching the earthquake reports coming in right now, and there's a massive buildup. You know, the Earth is expanding. I mean, she is expanding. She's overheating. She's moving into a highly charged place in the universe right now. We're moving into alignment with galactic plane, and the sun is just getting ready to go ballistic. We had, you know, several X-class flares, some of them glancing, and we just got hit with an M-class flare that was direct, you know, in the past 2 days. So anyway, that's going to affect the bioelectric fields around your body. It's going to create, you know, affect your mental body, your emotional body. It's going to affect the weather with more tornadoes and crazy weather patterns. And we're going to have an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. And that is just the way it goes. There's a formula I gave back in the early 80s about that which has been borrowed by quite a few people. But, you know, it talks about, and we really should go to consciousness and energy, or moving into these highly charged places in the universe with the alignment with the galactic plane, is going to create solar flares, and the sun is going to react to it, which is going to create changes in consciousness and changes in economics and changes in weather and physical earth changes as well. So it just moves down the pike. When these massive bursts come off the sun, we feel the gamma rays first. And we're getting hits out of Taurus and Cygnus and everything with these huge gamma ray bursts, which is seventh dimensional consciousness, up to 500 hits a day of these energies and cosmic energies coming in. So hang on to your hats, folks. It's going to be a wild ride. I think we got Tom back. Tom, are you with us?
Wow. Just as I'm talking about Saturn, I get this Bam. Big blue screen up, and Windows has shut down. And Uh-oh. It's beginning a physical memory dump.
That's interesting.
Wow.
Totally apropos, I guess, for what's manifesting in the outer world. I really wish, sometimes I wish I could do a memory dump. There's quite a few things I would like to dump out of my memory, but I guess when they quit reoccurring, I'll dump them, when I don't need to hang on to them anymore. I'll just dump them anyway. What the hell? But anyway, we just got a couple minutes left. So can you, what's the best way to find out more about these events that you have coming up?
It is through the website. It is Kaipacha Healing Fest, which is spelled KAYPACHA Healing, HEALING, Fest, FEST, .com.
Great. And if people want to find out more information too, you can go to ECETI Reservations, ECETI Reservations, and find out more about any upcoming talks, workshops, or it looks like I've got a few talks happening, one in Sedona, another one in Joshua Tree, and it looks like I may even be speaking at the International UFO Congress, go figure, coming up. Yeah, that's a miracle in itself. I never thought they'd let me back there. But anyway, we're running out of time. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, and I'm really looking forward to these events.
Yeah, this is going to be great, James. Thanks for having me. It was great to talk to you again.
All right. Take care and keep up the good work.
All right, bro. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. James Gillen signing off. Have a great evening.